He sitteth upon the circle of the earth, December 7. Creation reflects God's character. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretchest out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. He that ruleth in the heavens is the one who sees the end from the beginning, the one before whom the mysteries of the past and the future are alike outspread, and who, beyond the woe and darkness and ruin that sin has wrought, beholds the accomplishment of His own purposes of love and blessing. Though clouds and darkness are round about Him, righteousness and judgment are the foundation of His throne. And this the inhabitants of the universe, both loyal and disloyal, will one day understand. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. God is our Father, who loves and cares for us as His children. He is also the great King of the universe. The interests of His kingdom are our interests, and we are to work for its upbuilding. To hallow the name of the Lord requires that the words in which we speak of the Supreme Being be uttered with reverence. Holy and reverend is His name. We are never in any manner to treat lightly the titles or appellations of the Deity. In prayer we enter the audience chamber of the Most High, and we should come before Him with holy awe. The angels veil their faces in His presence. The cherubim and the bright and holy seraphim approach His throne with solemn reverence. How much more should we, finite, sinful beings, come in a reverent manner before the Lord, our Maker?